All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Look, you know, I could be talking about Jesse Smollett.
We could. You know, we could spend the whole hour doing it.
It is absolutely ridiculous that in the face of all of the things that are going on, if you're a Republican and you watch Fox News and all this other foolishness, and you watch how much time they put into that and not the real issues that impact and affect our community. Before we go to the phone lines, here's another one, Evan. This is in the Salon. The political divide in the United States has become irreconcilable, studies say. The U.S. is at dangerous level of polarization, political scientists warn. Politics in the United States have become an increasingly polarized affair for decades, driven largely by the right moving further to the right. Observation of political polarization is not merely anecdotal. Studies repeatedly bear this out. Now, some researchers say the partisan rift in the United States has become so extreme that the country may be at a point of no return. According to theoretical models findings published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, no less, the pandemic failing to unite the country despite political differences is a signal that the U.S. is at a disconcerting tipping point. We see this very disturbing pattern in which a shock brings people a little bit closer initially. But if polarization is too extreme, eventually, the effects of a shared fate are swamped by the existing divisions and people become divided even on the shock issue, said network scientist Boleslaw Szymanski, a professor of computer science and director of the Army Research Laboratory Network Science and Technology Center at Rieseler Polytech Institute. If we reach that point, we cannot unite even in the face of war, climate change, pandemics, or other challenges to the survival of our society. That's real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. To the point that, okay, if it's a Republican war, we're going to see stuff flip around. It's that partisan where it's just virtue signaling for the team. Yeah. Yeah.
So the nation is divided, and what can bring it back together? If a coronavirus that over the last 2 years has brought this kind of misery can't bring the American people back together, what will? Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, man?
We've got Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Yeah, doing okay. I mean, I could go the rest of my life without hearing anything more about Jesse Smollett and that trial there. I thought that trial would be over and done with quite a while ago, because I thought that, you know, the facts were in on that, and all they needed to do is gather the evidence.
But furthermore, who really cares?
Yeah, who really cares? I mean, it's the small potatoes, thing that's going on. I mean, today some kid was arrested trying to bring an AK-47 on a school bus.
So let me ask you, Mark, what do you think of what I began to show, and even what you just got through hearing? How do we begin to bring people together, man? You know, we're so divided, and it's clearly the right that is pushing to divide it even more.
Well, I think what needs to happen is the evidence starts to come out, how the right has embedded themselves with, for example, the evil empire now. I mean, prove their ownership. I mean, you've got to start bringing these cases to fruition now. I mean, start making these people testify and bring these and make these things public. You don't let any of this stuff be going on in the dark. None of the Star Chamber stuff, crap that apparently, you know, Gableman wants to have in this kind in his investigation, not testimony in the light of day, but in his own little private Star Chamber, which is illegal under Wisconsin law. You're not supposed to have Star Chamber testimony
and
like
even
that.
So, it's already come back. Zero proof of fraud. you know?
Yeah, I mean, and this is Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Well, I have different names. I call it for
Law and Liberty. Sure. Law and Liberty. Yeah.
Liberty. I could say something else, but I mean, it's ridiculous that we are at this point where they say, you know, all these investigations have gone and said no systematic, but their loyalty to Donald Trump. And let's see, Donald Trump is a serial adulterer, a serial grifter.
But that's the point, Mark. That's the point that these scientists are talking about, is that so the Republicans are in charge, and so they can make this happen because there's nothing that says they're not going to be in charge for a long time to come. They continue to gain strength in this, and the other side of it continues to be silenced even more.
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently they're all afraid that Joe Biden's going to declare martial law and crucify them all publicly, you know, like the Romans used to do when for their political enemies. And that's simply not going to happen. Joe Biden is not that's not in his vein, but apparently
so how do you then begin to try to heal the nation, heal the divide, when Republicans keep pushing further away as if they have a plan to destroy the nation?
The answer is accountability. As time goes on, they're going to break more norms, break more laws. We have to punish those transgressions.
So who's going to make, that sounds good, but
yeah,
they continue to gain more and more disciples. And where's the accountability going to come from?
It's got to be for the younger folks, I think, and because they're afraid that you have a lot of these younger folks now that are casting aside some of the prejudices of the past, because I continually see commercials on television now, and the manufacturers and business recognize that there's gay couples out there,
you're right.
Marriages out there, and you see that all the time now, and hopefully that's...
How many generations is that going to take, Mark?
We got one.
Well, hopefully, I think we got one, and it's time for these politicians to confront it wherever they go. I mean,
but the politicians on the right, especially, are the ones who are pushing it.
Well, I mean, that if you run into a case of these Wisconsin Republicans who you confront in a restaurant, and they tap their side like they've got a firearm there, you call them up and have them arrested. See, he threatened me with a firearm.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call, man. We got to go to a break. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now, if you want to talk about Jesse Smollett, maybe,
no.
You know, I don't know.
No.
We'll be right back. Not for those who wait too late. We got to go for all we know. Just the two of us.